Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. One of Nashville's biggest hospitals could lose its contract with Medicare. It's the latest instance of fallout after a medication mix-up at Ascension St. Thomas Midtown injured four patients. The Nashville Business Journal reports state regulators have notified the federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, also known as CMS, that the hospital's an immediate that the hospital is in immediate jeopardy because its practices do not meet several CMS standards. That report cites the way the in-house pharmacy mislabeled syringes, the way patients were moved to other facilities in response to what happened, and several administrative problems. It says the hospital did not place the relevant staff members on leave. It also says there isn't documentation of the board being told what happened, and it says there's no documentation of any peer review examining what went wrong. Disqualifying hospitals is a complicated process that would take months, but if St. Thomas Midtown loses its CMS contract, it would no longer be able to receive payments for treating patients covered by either Medicare or TennCare. Nashville's East Bank neighborhood is slowly beginning to take shape. Metro has unveiled the new River North Greenway along the waterfront. Only 0.2 miles are open so far, but it will eventually be a 2-mile stretch connecting a yet-to-be-built pedestrian bridge with the Shelby Bottoms Greenway.
People should expect in the next 3 years for a tremendous amount to start changing in terms of current structures coming down, new things starting to take shape. Dirt is moving, things are happening.
That's Kerry Hayes with the East Bank Development Authority. He said next spring, the old Nissan Stadium will be dismantled and cleared for development after the new Nissan Stadium opens. Hayes also said the new Oracle campus is on track with early stages to be completed by 2029. That pedestrian bridge, which Oracle will build to connect their campus over the Cumberland River to Germantown, is in the permitting stage. Flash floods that hit the Nepal-Tibet border at the end of August have killed at least 600 people so far. One of those believed dead is a wife and mother from Middle Tennessee. She was among the 22 Americans that were members of a spiritual group based in McMinnville, but her identity will not be released. This is 90.3 WPLN News.